few years ago, we did a survey of the submissions policies of galleries, and we sent out a questionnaire.
Yes.
Okay, so I was just rereading it this morning.
Yeah.
So you were saying that in that that you got about 10 submissions a month, and that you had a formalised process for reviewing them. So what's the difference between that, the submissions process, and the portfolio reviews?
Well, because the submissions process is for specifically for exhibition proposals, and the folio review is designed to be to help people in their work in progress. So it's not designed to for people to come in and present a finished project. It's designed for people hopefully to get feedback about how their work's progressing. Yeah.
I mean, isn't it a waste of your time?
I mean, they don't happen every week. You know, they happen maybe every quarter. And the fact is that you know, these photographers are also our audience. You know, they're people of all kinds of photographic output. They're people with interests in very different kind of arenas. And I think if you're called the Photographer's Gallery, you need to, you know, show that you're engaging with photographers of all kinds. And that opportunities for getting feedback about your work are very rare. So it's really it's a responsibility, I think, we feel we have to offer it.
Do you make money out of them?
Not a lot. We do, I imagine. It depends whether you include the administration time. It depends how you look at the budget, basically. Mm. Yeah. They are managed by our core staff. But yes, I mean, they do. The money raised from them goes into the education programme. So it's seen as a way of bringing in a modest income.
I suppose one of the criticisms of portfolio days in general, and of yours as well, was the cost. As a public gallery, should you be making money out of work that you're never ever going to show?
We're not really using the work.
Well, the photographers that you're never really going to employ, as it were.
Well, if it's not helpful for the photographers to get feedback, then no, it wouldn't make sense to do them. Because the aim of it is to provide helpful feedback. I think it's part of the remit of the gallery to offer that, on the understanding that people producing their own photographic work get very little opportunity to talk to someone working in the industry. So I suppose I'm not simply giving people, when I do a portfolio review, I'm not simply giving people feedback about how to specifically make work that I myself would work with here at the gallery. I'm using the experience that I've got for my whole career to try and guide them in the right direction. It's very rarely to do with simply how you might show in a public space like this. So I suppose it's acknowledging that also people working here bring a lot of different experience with them.
There's an old style photography world structure that's still partly in place, picture editors, agents, and the photography galleries, but you know, a national newspaper would never put on days in which people, contributors, would pay to come and show them work, for example. And that the photography galleries used to work like that. They used to be operating a similar way, but now they operate more like contemporary art galleries, in which they expect to find work by going to studios or seeing them in exhibitions or art fairs or that type of thing. Do you think that's true?
I didn't work in the 1970s, so I can't speak for how things were then. Mm. I think in a way it's about trying to make an experience as useful for everyone as possible. It's possible that also the ways of disseminating your work nowadays are so multifarious compared to then that the gallery isn't necessarily even the first place people would think to go. So I don't know what that kind of heyday of the photography gallery was, where people would just be free to walk in. I think the world of professional photography was a lot smaller then too, so possibly it was more feasible to offer that as something you did.
Do you think it's any different as a public institution, a publicly funded institution? Does that make any difference?
Yeah, I think yes, definitely. You have to be open to ideas. You can't have your own concepts about what you think a photography should be. it's not your project. It's a much wider project than that. But sadly, that doesn't mean we have the practical ability to offer feedback at any time to anyone walking in with a portfolio.